engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
My fellow Americans, it's Eric Erickson here across the nation. The phone number is 877-973-7425. We thank you for calling in. The phone lines are open and functioning today, and we're delighted to have you. I need to reiterate this. We had a very nice person step up and say, they'd like to help us get, with costs and everything and inflation and everything else, the ticket prices are higher for the gathering this year. They would love to help us with younger couples and young Republicans. If they want to come, they'll cover some of the costs for the tickets. So we have a limited number. If you would like to come, you're a younger person, we'll just take you at your word on the discount. If you text the word ENGAGE to 33777, and you can get a ticket, use the discount code YR. If you're a young Republican, use the discount code YR. You'll get a giant discount to come to the conference August 8th through the 10th in Atlanta. We will have Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, Mike Pence, the former Vice President, Brian Kemp, the Governor of Georgia, Kevin Stitt, the Governor of Oklahoma, Ron DeSantis, the Governor of Florida, Glenn Youngkin, the Governor of Virginia, Doug Ducey, the former Governor of Arizona, former Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia, Senator Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, Senator Rick Scott of Florida, Congressman Chip Roy of Texas, Congresswoman Kat Kamik of Florida, Congressman Rich McCormick of Georgia, Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr, who's prosecuting the Antifa activists in Atlanta. He'll be there, as well as the Georgia Speaker. It's going to be a great lineup in Atlanta. We'd love to have you. Text ENGAGE to 33777. We're 28 days away. If you're a young Republican, use the discount code YR, and you will get yourself a great discount to come. Now, before I get to phone calls, this has just happened in the last few minutes. I had to grab the audio on the fly of this. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries is the minority leader in the House. He's the ranking Democrat. He has said he is not going to voice any concerns at all about Joe Biden until, and this is his quote, it's an interesting quote, until the process of talking to each other is concluded. I don't know that that is going to fly. But then he opened his conference in this way, which I find to be exceedingly notable. Again, stop computer crashing on me all of a sudden. Hang on. Let's get this reopened. Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader in the House, started his press conference today this way.
This week has once again made clear that the extreme MAGA Republican agenda is to jam Trump's Project 2025 down the throats of the American people. What is Project 2025? It's dangerous, it's dastardly, and it's diabolical. Project 2020.
All right, we can stop it. This is how I'm not going to talk about Joe Biden. I'm going to talk about Project 2025. Did y'all see this Ben Shapiro exchange with the mental midget in the House of Representatives yesterday?
Mr. Shapiro, thank you for joining us today.
Eric Swalwell.
It is important that
did the bang bang with Fang Fang.
As one of the leading conservative voices in the country, and the country has, in the last couple of weeks, talked a lot about and Googled Project 2025. It's one of the most Googled search terms right now. And you're not going to get any censorship from me. So I just wanted to know from your perspective, I think it would help us understand on just like a scale of 0 to 100%, how much do you support Project 2025?
I think like President Trump, I haven't looked all that deeply at Project 2025, but it seems that Democrats on this committee, sort of like Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, if they say Project 2025 enough, their presidential candidate becomes alive again.
Yes. Yes. Okay. For those of you who don't know, I'll redo this in brief before I get to calls. Project 2025 is a coalition of all the major conservative groups in Washington got together and said, let's do a jobs board, because the problem with a presidential term is it takes a long time to place people. And if Donald Trump gets elected again, he's only going to have one term, not two, contrary to what the left would have you believe. And we want to be able to staff up day one. So let's start a jobs board now. People can submit their resumes and vet them so we know who will be good and loyal, competent, conservative, and not undermine the Trump agenda. Then they took it a step further. And they said, why don't we outline a very good conservative agenda that anyone could embrace? There are parts of it that are good. There are parts of it that are bad. And so these think tanks got together. They started the Project 2025 policy papers, like 900 pages of wonky think tank ideas that any conservative president could embrace, not just Donald Trump. Donald Trump has his Agenda 47. It's completely separate from Project 2025. And now he's got the Republican National Committee platform, and that is his agenda. You know it's Donald Trump's agenda because it's in all caps. He himself oversaw it word for word. It's not Project 2025, which is a deeply wonky document. But the Democrats are trying to get everyone to pay attention to Project 2025, lest people pay attention to the fact that Joe Biden is mentally incompetent. So, yes, we're going to hear a lot about Project 2025. Donald Trump has distanced himself from it. Donald Trump has said he is not doing anything with it. Donald Trump has, Donald Trump has got his own thing. He doesn't need Project 2025. Some of those people will go into the White House and they will try to push those ideas undoubtedly, but they're not his. What's just notable here is the Democrats. And now, listen, the media that has lied to you about Joe Biden for 4 years is now the media telling you this is Donald Trump's agenda. Project 2025 is directly tied to Donald Trump. It's not. It's not. He's denounced it himself. He doesn't like it. He doesn't want to be bound by it. He has his own ideas. And let's be real honest about Donald Trump here. Donald Trump is a transactionalist. He's not an ideologue. He wants to cobble together coalitions to get things done what he thinks are possible and his ideas. He's not going to be dictated to by a bunch of outside conservative groups, and he certainly isn't going to have some sort of governing philosophical agenda on this stuff. So the fact that this is the best the Democrats can do right now just is another indication of just how desperate they are to try to move the conversation to something other than Joe Biden. That they got to do it with this tells you every sort of problem you need to know about. Okay, now I'm going to go on and take some phone calls since I hadn't been able to the last few days, and Chuck's been waiting very patiently. Chuck, welcome to the Eric Erickson Show. How are you?
I'm good, Eric. How are you doing?
Great.
So my question is, and it's kind of more of an observation, Republicans are sitting here and conservatives are sitting here saying, yeah, we can beat Joe Biden, no problem at all. We can beat him without an issue. But yet a lot of them are starting to talk about the 25th Amendment or what can we do to get him out and get somebody else in there? Why, if we're so sure that we can beat him, are we trying to push him out? Let's let him run.
Okay, I got to tell you, I'm glad you made this point, because I've been kind of saying that since the debate, if Republicans really want to keep Joe Biden in the race, they need to be saying, oh my gosh, he had such a good debate. Look, he started weak, but he got strong at the end. This Joe Biden is formidable. This Joe Biden, Mensa grade, y'all, he's smart. He's cunning. He's wily. I mean, honestly, yeah. Why are Republicans trying now, it seems like, to egg the Democrats on shoving him out the door? You want Joe Biden to be the candidate, people. Chuck is right. You want Joe Biden to be the nominee. Go ahead.
Put, put the false narrative out there. I mean, play the Democrats game. The Democrats want to try and make us feel like, hey, man, this guy's got everything under the sun. Let's play the same game and put it out there. Hey, Joe Biden, yeah, we're scared. He's going to win. Put it out there. If nothing else, it may keep people home, that undecided who think, they're afraid he's going to win. He's going to win. We don't even have to go to the polls today. He's got this. Let's play the game.
Okay, Chuck, I have a brilliant idea. I've turned my video recorder on to capture this so Philip can put it on social media. Here's what we need to happen. We need the Trump campaign to release an internal poll accidentally by leaving it in a coffee shop in Washington, D.C. that shows their post-debate internal polling still has a tied race between Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Put it out there.
That's what the Republicans need to do. Leak this poll. Make it look like an accident. You didn't intend for this to leak. You just accidentally left a binder in a Starbucks near the White House. And some reporter finds it, and it is the internal polling of the Trump campaign, and it shows that even after the race, even after the debate, that the race is tied, that people think Biden is too old, but they deeply despise Donald Trump, and so that's why the race is tied, and independents are still leaning towards Joe Biden. You produce that poll, leak it in a coffee shop by accident, you're going to keep Joe Biden in the race, and that's what Republicans should want.
And then play out the false damage control afterwards and make them think, man, they're really serious about this.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, you're right. Chuck, great idea. Listen, you and I are channeling this. Republicans, you should be getting on your knees right now and praying, please, Lord Jesus, help the president have a great press conference this evening. Please, Lord Jesus, give Joe Biden the strength, stamina, and brain capacity and power to have a great press conference. And please give him a great interview with Lester Holt. And Republicans, you should generate an internal poll for the tree. You know what? I know. Somebody get me Jimmy McLaughlin. I know Jimmy. Jimmy was my pollster back when I was running. Jimmy and his brother, John, are Trump's pollsters. Yes. Jimmy and John need to produce a poll stat and get it leaked in a coffee shop in Washington, D.C., showing the race post-debate tied, stir things up, get the Democrats second-guessing. Maybe we really don't want to have this civil war and push Joe Biden out of the race. I just think that would be brilliant. That's my thinking on the matter, but I'm right on this. So is Chuck. We're all right on this. We want Joe Biden to stay in the race, y'all, because a new candidate introduces unknown variables. And the variables right now is that we're running against a vegetable and people don't like vegetables. And so we can absolutely win this race. But you introduce something that's more coherent than a vegetable and you got to shake up the race. You got to shake up the race. We should hope it's Joe Biden. And, you know, I did put this tweet out there, and I'm serious on this. If you want to get Joe Biden to dig in his heels and stay in the race, it's probably not good. What you should do is you should have the Obama people be the voice of getting him out of the race. Because, you know, there's the phrase, get your Irish up. Joe Biden has used this phrase several times, that essentially bring on your stubbornness and dig in your heels. That's what he means when Joe Biden talks about getting his Irish up on stuff. Joe Biden himself has used the phrase. It's not just something I've come up with. It's not some sort of racial slur. Calm down, people. Joe Biden uses it. And, well, he's convinced the Obama people are now trying to push him out. So you get David Axelrod and John Favreau on TV and George Clooney, and you basically acknowledge, yes, that's the case. He's going to stay in the race. But the Trump team totally needs to leak this poll.
He'll do the research and give it to you straight. Eric Erickson is live every weekday. Get the podcast, live stream, email, and social media links by texting Eric to 33777 now.
Hello and welcome. It is Eric Erickson. The phone number 877-973-7425. I would like to welcome listeners on KQOB in Oklahoma City, our latest affiliate. Now we've got Tulsa, we've got Oklahoma City. Our plans to dominate Oklahoma are coming to fruition. We gotta take over all of Oklahoma, and then also we gotta like expand in Texas and take over Texas slowly but surely. We will get there. But welcome, KQOB in Oklahoma City. Glad to have you with us. Now, let's see here. I want to go to Jim. Welcome to the show, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Eric. You hear me? Okay?
Howdy. Yep, I can hear you.
Hey, my thoughts with the election now, popular vote now trending perhaps with Trump in the lead, there's this popular vote interstate compact with states like California and Oregon, Washington, and others that have claimed that the winner of the popular vote will get their electoral votes as well.
Yes.
I've not had anybody mention this. And I'm sure you'd love to elaborate on that.
Yes, I okay. So this is the wild thing, Jim. This is actually really wild. Those states have the way it's structured is you got to have, I want to say like half the states have to agree before these states will go along with it. So they've passed laws that say our electoral college will be bound to whoever wins the national popular vote, not to who wins our state. But we'll only make this change if half of the states agree. And half of the states haven't yet agreed, so that rule is not yet in effect. However, in a number of these states, they bind their electors to the law. So if, for example, your state says your state goes for Joe Biden, these electors in a number of these states, Colorado is one of them, for example, they're bound to vote for Joe Biden, and they're not allowed to change. They are bound by law, and the way these laws read is whoever wins, whoever our electoral college binds itself to, they're bound. They can't change their mind between the election and the day of. So what if Joe Biden dies? The way these laws work, they're still going to have to vote for Joe Biden, even if he's dead. They can't change their mind. Or drops out. They can't change it, which is wild because this could get Donald Trump elected and Kamala Harris the vice presidency. This is why they should have trusted the founders instead of trying to change the way things were done. It's a wild constitutional problem. The electors being bound to who voted in their state and not being able to change their mind. They're stuck if something happens to Biden after the election. Now, I got to tell you about Old Glory Bank. If you've got to be stuck with a bank, you don't have to be, but if you're going to be, well, you should be stuck with Old Glory Bank because they are a fantastic bank. They're going to treat you right. They're going to save you money. They're just good people. They're good people with a great bank product. They give you free checking. They give you free savings. You can do mortgages with them. You can do various loans with them. They have great interest rates on their savings account. All you got to do is go to oldglorybank.com. They were started by John Rich and Ben Carson, Larry Elder, others who decided they really saw this trend coming on of progressives buying up bank stocks and then using their positions to influence the banks to go woke and cancel conservative accounts. And they said, we're not going to do that. We're going to start a conservative bank by conservatives for conservatives. They started Old Glory Bank. It is a great, great bank. I've used it for over a year now. I've got a checking and savings account. All you do, go to oldglorybank.com, oldglorybank.com. You can even deposit cash. Even though it's an online bank, they've got an easy app. You can deposit cash, oldglorybank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply.
Is what matters. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
My fellow Americans, welcome. It's Eric Erickson. The phone number is 877-973-7425. If you would like to be on the program, we got the it was so that somebody emailed us and said that it was it does not work or disconnected or some such what was going on. But several people said it just rang. But it was not on our end. It was not our engineering team. It was the phone company. Apparently we had phone issues and we just thought, man, nobody's listening to us anymore because we haven't gotten any phone calls. And nope, turned out to be the phones. But they're fixed so you can call in. I feel guilty, so I'll take more phone calls today. However, before I get to any phone calls, my buddy Drew Holden is a chronicler of hypocrisy online. It just, he does a remarkable job telling these stories, and he's got all the receipts, so to speak. So remember the White House, the video showing Biden behaving erratically. They were labeled cheap fakes. This is the headlines. This is from the New York Times. How misleading videos are trailing Biden as he battles age doubts. This was from June 21st. A flurry of recent clips, many of them edited or lacking context, laid bare a major challenge for the president as he tries to persuade voters he has the energy for a second term. But wait, the Washington Post gave four Pinocchios to videos showing Joe Biden displaying cognitive problems, dismissing them as fakes, pernicious efforts to reinforce an existing stereotype. Part of their defense was that Joe Biden doesn't dance. That's why he appeared to be stiff. The Associated Press had a headline, "Seeing is Believing." Not necessarily when it comes to video clips of Biden and Trump. In fact, the AP took specific issue with one supposed fake, a video where Joe Biden freezes and has to be let off stage. The video looked brutal, but why would you believe you can see, when you can see this and Jimmy Kimmel's team tells you that it's okay? In fact, a source who helped organize and attended the fundraiser told the Associated Press there was nothing noteworthy about the moment and Obama just wanted to be chummy. Lewis Kay, a spokesperson for Kimmel, called the claim spreading online nonsense. Attendees in the front were shouting at him and Joe Biden was trying to hear them. It's as simple as that. And now we know from George Clooney and Jon Favreau that it was obvious at the event that Joe Biden had problems. The rap. White House slams New York Post's claim Biden froze up during an LA fundraiser. The White House pushed back and asserted the New York Post is misleading readers. Rather than freezing up and needing to be let off stage by Barack Obama, Joe Biden was taking in the crowd's applause. The Wrap's reporter in attendance noted that it did not appear to the crowd as if Joe Biden froze. Obama put his hand on Biden's wrist, at which point he turned toward Obama. As the two walked off stage, Obama put his arm around Biden's back. He did not appear to be leading Biden away. Biden, known to have a stutter, did stutter and occasionally pause. NBC News lamented how hard all the deceptive cheek fakes were. Misleading GOP videos of Biden are going viral. The fact checks have trouble keeping up. The lie is sprinting the 100-meter dash, and the fact check is trying to stroll on the beach, so it's never going to catch up, one Democratic strategist told NBC. Headline from ABC News. Trump campaign seizes on misleading video that criticize Biden's mental state. A fact check. Headline, Daily Beast. Fox News goes to war with White House over cheap fake videos. Headline, CNN. Right-wing media outlets use deceptively cropped video to misleadingly claim Biden wandered off at the G7. Headline, NBC News. Misleading GOP video of Biden goes viral again. Headline, The Washington Post. How Republicans used misleading videos to attack Biden in a 24-hour period. Such deceptively edited videos known as cheap fakes. That was the label given by the White House. Have become staples of Republican attacks. CBS News, misleading Biden videos go viral. Rolling Stone, cheap fakes. Republicans target Biden over his age with deceptive videos. Salon, Republicans and right-wing media outlets are increasingly spreading deceptively edited videos. But you may have forgotten that none of those videos were actually edited. And then, of course, there was Robert Herr's special counsel report saying that Biden comes across as a kind elderly old man who's not competent to stand trial. Headline, New York Times, memory loss requires careful diagnosis, scientists say. A federal investigator said the president had poor memory and diminished faculties, but such a diagnosis would require close medical assessment. The Washington Post claimed that what had been disclosed about Biden was just like anyone else mixing up the name of their kids. Their headline, "How Your Memory Really Works and How It Changes As You Age." Memory lapses happen at every age, but recent missteps by Biden and Trump have sparked questions about their memory. The AP did the same thing. Verbal gaffe or sign of trouble, mixing up names like Biden and Trump have done is pretty common. CNN assured us it was nothing to worry about. Joe Biden was fine. They ran a story. What is a typical degree of cognitive ability for a person in their 80s? Then there was Time Magazine, the weaponization of Biden's age, and also a second story, ageist attacks against President Biden reinforce outdated stereotypes and hurt young people too. Forbes, how ageism against Biden and Trump put older folks at risk. Then there was one from NPR, Biden's big problem, your ageism. The View flips over, John Stewart's Biden criticism, sick of this ageism. And also, should Joe Biden run again? Ageism says no, meritocracy says yes. And then again, the New York Times, inside the complicated reality of being America's oldest president. President Biden is asking voters to keep him in the White House until age 86, renewing attention to an issue that polls show trouble Americans. The complicated reality of America's oldest president was encapsulated on Thursday as Congress approved a bipartisan deal he brokered to avoid a national default. Even Speaker McCarthy testified Mr. Biden had been very professional, very smart, very tough during the talks. Yet just before the voting got underway, Mr. Biden tripped over a sandbag at the military academy. And now, suddenly they've changed. To serve his country, the New York Times says, President Biden should leave the race. The Boston Globe, why Biden should step aside. The Washington Post, Joe Biden should step aside. CNN, Biden's mental fitness could have been better covered leading up to debate, some White House reporters now say. Axios, Biden had a cold, a person close to the president confirmed. CBS News, 45 minutes into the debate, a source said Biden had a cold. NBC, Biden had a cold. None of them asked why he went to the Waffle House afterwards. And then the AP did the often sharp and focused, but sometimes confused and forgetful. That's Joe Biden. The media has an accountability problem. The media is just remarkable. Here are two stories 2 weeks apart from the New York Times. First headline, how misleading videos are trailing Biden as he battles age. Second headline, 2 weeks later, Biden's lapses are increasingly common, according to some of those in the room. Also, memory loss requires careful diagnosis, scientists say, was a story back when Robert Hur dropped, and now the New York Times reporting Biden's lapses are increasingly common. It's just remarkable that this is a situation that the media finds itself in, except it's not remarkable at all. It's not remarkable at all. This is a news media that hired George Stephanopoulos, who was Bill Clinton's fixer and press secretary, to be an objective reporter. And now, by the way, you should know that ABC News is furious with George Stephanopoulos candidly saying that Joe Biden isn't fit to serve a second term. That somehow this puts ABC News in a terrible position that a reporter now told the truth. It's just remarkable. They're upset with George Stephanopoulos for telling the truth. Think about that for a minute. After all the lies from ABC News and other outlets about Joe Biden's age, Stephanopoulos finally tells the truth and it's a scandal. These people are not serious. Now, want to take a phone call because I've gotten this a lot. Mindy's calling in. Mindy, welcome to the Eric Erickson Show. You are about the 2 billionth person who has emailed, texted, or called me about this.
Okay.
But you're the first one I've allowed on air to talk about it. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, my question is, Eric, thanks for your show. Listen all the time. Think you're
Thank
great.
You.
I wonder, do you have any insight, given your history with political campaigns, of how Americans can make a donation to a campaign like we would like to do, but I don't want a million emails about every other congressional race that's tied to the campaign I want to support.
year after year.
So what's the secret?
You've got to get an old priest and a young priest, some holy water, and a cross. It is almost impossible. I will tell you what I've started doing, in all honesty. I have created a separate email account and a made-up phone number. And I will use the email address for this separate account that I don't use for anything other than campaign contributions. And I will accidentally typo my phone number so they can't text me, because otherwise there's no way around it. The only other way to do it is there is this thing. You may be old enough to know about this very old technology called a check. And you can put one of those in the mail.
Yeah.
Yes. A check is about the only way to avoid it, because it typically doesn't have your phone number on it. It certainly doesn't have your email on it. And if you got to fill out a form with it, because you've got to list your employer and you got to list your occupation by law, if it's over, I think, $200. But you don't have to put your email address in. You don't have to give them that information. I would not, because I am furious these days with the amount of text messages and random phone calls I get from people on this. It's horrible. It's disrespectful to the people who are just trying to help a candidate.
Okay. And Eric, can you answer one other quick question?
Sure.
About age. You know, we're talking about this so much. I mean, personally, I don't care if Biden is the nominee. I think it'd be a better situation. But my question is, why is this not bringing up the question of term limits, which is something that's so overlooked? I mean, term limits would have solved this problem before it ever became one.
Yeah, and ironically, the only office in the federal government that is term limited is the presidency. Here we are. But yes, had Joe Biden been term limited in Congress, we wouldn't be at this point.
Right.
The problem here is, to get term limits enacted, you got to have 2/3 of the House agree, 2/3 of the Senate agree, and 3/4 of the states agree. Now, I suspect at this point, it's probably worth picking the fight. I got a buddy of mine, Howie, he runs U.S. term limits, and he is a big, big advocate of pushing this. And I've always been hesitant in the past, but I think I've come around on term limits, particularly looking at Joe Biden. While the presidency is term limited, look at Nancy Pelosi, who is Joe Biden's age and is in the House. Yeah, I mean, it probably is time to term limit these guys. Minnie, thanks very much for the phone call. Now, I got to tell you guys, Mount Hillsdale College, they want to give you a copy of the Declaration of Independence completely for free. All you have to do is go to ericforhillsdale.com, E-R-I-C-K, ericforhillsdale.com, and you can get a free copy of the Declaration of Independence and watch a great, great video about Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence, and his thoughts on our republic in its early days. President Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence in 1776 in a committee, and he was the lead author of it. He drafted it out, and then 50 years after its passage, July 4th, 50 years later, he died. He was asked to give a speech that day and was too old and infirmed and on the verge of death, and sent a very nice letter. Hillsdale College wants to remind you of all of that. If you go to ericforhillsdale.com today, you can see the video, hear Thomas Jefferson's words, get the free copy of the Declaration of Independence for you or someone you love. Go to Eric, E-R-I-C-K, ericforhillsdale.com. It's a free copy of the Declaration of Independence from Hillsdale College. You can also find out how to take some great classes, get some great video courses from Hillsdale College at Eric, E-R-I-C-K, ericforhillsdale.com.
When the world seems crazy, he'll keep you sane. It's the Eric Erickson Show. J. join Eric's army of activists. Text ARMY to 33777 now.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson. The phone number is 877-973-7425. I got to play you this Jake Tapper video. This is just too funny not to play you, as the Biden campaign is trying to spin back against George Clooney's op-ed.
A Biden aides point to an aggressive travel schedule in the coming weeks. He's set to go to Michigan on Friday, Nevada next week, as well as an aggressive fundraising schedule with events planned in Texas, in Colorado, and two in California as proof that he is not going anywhere. And in response to those comments from George Clooney, Jake, a campaign official who attended that Los Angeles fundraiser tells me that George Clooney left 3 hours before the president. So clearly the gloves are off, Jake.
What does that mean, that George Clooney left 3 hours? What's the point?
The point of that is to suggest that Biden's stamina is better than Clooney's, and Clooney didn't have, you know, eyes on the entire event. That's the response to the Clooney op-ed.
Okay. Kayla Tashi, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
He's trying not to laugh. He's trying not to laugh at that, and then he did this.
Now, what's interesting is, of course, Speaker Pelosi knows that Biden has already made his decision and announced his decision, saying that he's staying in the race. She knows that. Remember, he declared it publicly just last Friday.
No! Well, let me say this as clearly as I can. I'm staying in the race. Yeah! I'll beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020.
Your ears did not deceive you there. That's President Biden trying to assure folks concerned about his cognitive skills by saying that he's going to beat Donald Trump and win in 2020.
The gloves are off, folks. The gloves are off. It is delicious just to watch this play out this way. But man, I'm telling you, we want to keep Biden in the race. I've been reading this Atlantic profile of Trump's team, and they are really a little nervous that Biden may have maybe pushed aside, that the Democrats may overwhelm him. I hope not. We need him in the race. But if it's Kamala, she's even worse. So there's that. Now, I got to tell you about Omaha Steaks, because they got their hotter than fire grilling package right now. Incredible savings for your grill for the summer. If you go to omahasteaks.com today, you can get the hotter than fire grill pack. It's $99. At checkout, use promo code Eric, E-R-I-C-K. You get a $10 discount. It is a great package. It's already great savings, and you get 100% satisfaction guarantee. You get everything you need to throw on your grill for the summer, delicious meats. You get great desserts and sides from Omaha Steaks. They've just got so much to offer. All you do, go to omahasteaks.com, put it in your cart, put Eric in as your promo code at checkout, E-R-I-C-K. The discount code works for other stuff too, but you got a minimum order requirement. It's a great site with great food, great people, great customer service, 100% satisfaction guarantee. It can take care of your grilling for the summer, save you some money as well. OmahaSteaks.com. Use Eric, E-R-I-C-K, as your promo code at checkout. Save $10.